Welcome to the 2011 Institute of Marriage and Family Canada Family Policy Conference. My name is Dave Quist, and I have the pleasure of being the Executive Director of the IMFC. We've entitled this year's conference, Transforming the Way Canadians Think About Family. More than just a label, it's the vision that we have for the work that we actually do. I am truly excited about today's conference. Our guest speakers are international in their scope, and we're bringing forth the latest research, as well as their own observations from their respective countries. They're doing this in an effort to help us consider the best way forward for Canadian families. Now, before I go any further on this theme, let me attend to just a little bit of business that will help us carry us through the day. Let me first introduce the IMFC staff so that you know who they are. Maybe they can just stand in their place as they call their name. Andrea Mrozek is our Manager of Research and Communications. Peter John Mitchell, who is already standing at the back, is our Senior Researcher. Derek Mita, who is really standing tall on the video riser at the back, is with us as well. Catherine Benesh right here is our summer intern. She's actually survived 3.5 days with us so far, so let's have a round of applause for her. That's really good. She's also our timekeeper, so if you see her holding something up, that means she's trying to tell the speakers up here, your time is almost up. And you met two people out at the front as well, Sophia and Shivanath. They are volunteers that have agreed to come and help us out with registration today, and so we thank them for spending some time with us as well. If you have any questions throughout the day or looking for some logistical issue, please see one of the staff members. If we don't have the answer, we will know who to go and find the answer for as well. In addition, there are three other important people that I'd like to introduce that are important to us here at the IMFC. Derek Roguski is our Senior VP. I know I saw Derek earlier, but I think he had a couple of things he had to deal with as well. Derek is my boss, actually, so be nice to him, okay? We're on the lowdown on that one. Well, we've been building a body of research and on a wide variety of social policy issues. We cannot be experts in them all. And for this reason, I'm very pleased that two of our research fellows are able to join us today as well. Dr. Frank Jones, Frank, I saw you, there he is, thank you, Frank, is the Executive Director of the Christian Commitment Research Institute, CCRI, here in Ottawa. He comes from a very accomplished background with years of experience in research and statistics. Dr. Jones has been a senior analyst with Statistics Canada, an adjunct professor of economic science at the University of Ottawa, and a Protestant lay chaplain also at the University of Ottawa as well. His expertise in analyzing the quantitative data has proven invaluable to us on many occasions. Frank also has some of his research materials that he works on, independent of us, but also in cooperation with us on the sidebar here as well. So, Frank, thank you for joining us here today. Dr. Kelly Schwartz is here. There he is. He doesn't want to stand up and embarrass himself. So, Kelly is a Associate Professor of Applied Psychology and Director at the University of Calgary's Applied Psychological and Educational Services. Kelly's research and teaching interests include psychosocial factors contributing to adolescent and family behavior and development, in particular identity, morality, and faith. We also will have the opportunity to hear from Kelly later this afternoon and some of his new research. So in the interest of everyone, could I ask if you could put your cell phones, your iPhones, your wristwatches, your Androids, your Blackberries, your iPads, I probably lost a couple in there as well. If you could put those in silent or vibrate, we'd really appreciate it. If not, the rest of the group gets to vote whether you get to stay on the island or whether you're banished from the island as well. If you've not already found the washrooms, they are through this door and to the right up the stairs. Both the men's and ladies are at the top of the stairs. And also, if you have a coat or something you want to put away, to the right of the foyer as well is a cloakroom as well. Now, since I'm up here and have the microphone, and power is in the microphone, I'm told, let me just talk a little bit about today's sessions. One of the issues that we wrestle with is who to invite to our annual conference. There are many great writers and researchers and speakers available, and yet we want their presentations to be important to us, topical for Canadian issues. As we as a staff have discussed this on a number of occasions in the past year, we've arrived at the four speakers for today. I think you're going to be pleased. We're all very excited about who they are and what they're bringing to us. Today we'll hear from two speakers that have literally flown around the world to be with us. For many years, we Canadians have heard about the Swedish utopia in social policy. Who remembers the participation commercials of the 1970s? Yeah, there's a couple out there. There's a couple. Now, I'm not saying that Jonas is 60 years old, but he might be that 60-year-old Swede that compares to the 30-year-old Canadian as well. If you're not familiar with that commercial, we'll tell you about that afterwards as well, Jonas. He'll look at behind some of the rhetoric around the Swedish utopia that's been long upheld for Canadian families and childcare models and where they're headed there and whether they're actually truthful or not. From the literally the other hemisphere and over 14,000 kilometers away, Greg Fleming has joined us from New Zealand. As a fellow Commonwealth country, we share many of the same social and cultural roots. New Zealand has been considering and implementing some different solutions that Canada has and with regard to social issues. And so we want to hear from him what's working, what's not working, from the good, the bad, and the ugly. Which is one of my favorite movies, but I don't think that's what he's coming to talk about today. Also today, we'll hear from two significant cutting-edge sociologists and their latest research as well. Dr. Wilcox has been undertaking a number of extremely interesting research studies with regard to marriage, parents, families, and the changing dynamics that have been impacting both our country and his in the United States of America. I think you're going to find that his research is going to be very interesting for us as well. Dr. Ignaris is here to talk to us about sex. So now that I have your attention fully on that topic, and your undivided attention, he is going to talk to us about sex and premarital sex, and what's going on in terms of what's changed the last number of years, or has it changed, and not necessarily for the better as well. Mark will spend time with us here today to talk about what his research and his statistics actually have. Due to circumstances beyond anyone's control, we've had to reorder a couple of our sessions, but everything is going to be available on video and audio on our website later next week as well. I trust that you'll bear with us in with those changes. And your registration packages today, did everybody receive a package? It looks like this. Did everybody receive one? If you didn't, they're available out at the front desk. You should have received one, but if not, we want to make sure that you get one as well. In that package, you're going to find a number of our publications. You'll find publications that we've been working on over the past year, some of the issues on adoption, cost of child care, marriage versus common law relationships, family-friendly cities, aging demographics, most of which tie into to issues that we're going to be talking about today. You're also going to find a bookmark that looks like that. That's not just for marking your books, although that's a great idea for a bookmark. It also has our two websites on it. Our main website, imfcanada.org, and all of our latest research, and that's where you'll find the video and audio next week as well. On the back side, though, you're going to find another another website called familyindex.net. That's a compilation of research, not just of our own, but of researchers around the world. You'll find statistics there. There's just short of 4,000 articles there that if you're working on a particular topic, whether you're in policy or whether you're looking at some issue of divorce or children or things like that, it's an easy website to go to. Type in your keyword searches and you'll find the latest that we have found available on that website as well. You'll find an evaluation form, which we would like to receive back from you at the end of the day. That's important for us to know that what we did today, what we did well, what we didn't do as well, in order to make next year's conference that much better as well. You'll find several recent op-eds, a review magazine, which is actually about 2 years out of date, but the topics are still on pertinent as well right now. We just finished the federal election, as you may have noticed, and the title of that review magazine is talking about election policy issues that we think are as important today as they were 2 years ago during the last election. Information on how to purchase Dr. Ignaris' latest book is also in there. Unfortunately, our bookseller could not bring the books in on time, so we've been working with Smith Books, and locally up here on Spark Street, there's some information there on how to contact them if you'd like to purchase a copy of his book through them as well. As well, there's a donor subscription form, so that if you're not receiving our bi-weekly emails or updates and you would like to, fill out that form. If you'd like to contribute and support us financially, that's a great place to be and support us as well. Please allow me to start this day by thanking each of you as well. You set aside time in a busy schedule. You've agreed to come and join us on one of the first sunny days we've had in the last week as well. And across this room are a wide variety of people, ranging from government officials, faith groups, fellow researchers, interested individuals, and beyond that as well. We all have challenges before us, and collectively, we can look and determine solutions that fit those problems. We encourage you to share with each other. We've set aside the lunch hour to share with each other, a networking lunchtime, we've called it, actually. And I'm looking forward to hearing what our speakers have to bring to us, to hear on what they have to say about these particular issues, both one-on-one, but also during our question and answer time. We do have a microphone here. We ask that after the session that you use the microphone to ask your questions. If you could keep your questions succinct and to the point, then that'll allow us to get through as many questions as possible and allow the speakers time to adequately answer all those things as well. Throughout the day, you're going to have a chance to hear from each of the different IMFC staff as well, updating you on their latest research, and we look forward to that as well. I hope you enjoyed today, and we look forward to today. I'd like to ask if Peter John Mitchell would come up and join me and bring his first research update and introduce our first speaker as well. Thank you very much. Thanks, Peter John.